Good morning, it's Friday, November 20th. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. South Carolina DHEC yesterday announced 1,410 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 17 additional confirmed deaths. Of the total number of individual test results reported to DHEC statewide, 14.5% were positive. There are currently 299 testing opportunities available statewide. Tests are totally contactless and are available for all ages, and results are given within 48 to 72 hours. Yesterday, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster addressed the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic and the effect it's had on school children. McMaster expressed his desire for schools to reopen and announced a new initiative through the state's health department.
In the coming days, I will be issuing an executive order directing the Department of Health and Environmental Control to provide every school district with COVID-19 testing kits so that students, teachers, and staff can be tested on a regular basis in every school. We'll have plenty of the kits. It will be up to the parents to decide if they want their child to be tested.
DHEC's Interim Public Health Director, Dr. Brandon Traxler, said that rapid testing would help students stay in school if tests were negative, reducing the amount of time that students are missing from school. Clemson University is seeing a strong improvement in the number of COVID-19 cases on campus. The Greenville News newspaper is reporting that in the 7 weeks since the school saw nation-topping numbers of cases on campus, weekly cases have declined by 89%. The Coast Guard concluded a search yesterday evening for a man who went missing after his fishing vessel capsized Wednesday. The man, who did not survive, has been identified as 50-year-old Don Mel Cook of Charleston. On Tuesday afternoon, Mel Cook and another man were reported overdue by family. Search and rescue teams found the other surviving man early Wednesday afternoon in a life raft east of Tybee Island. A new deal will make Columbia a hub for COVID-19 vaccine distribution in South Carolina. Columbia-based Rightdose announced yesterday that it's been selected as a subcontractor of the Connecticut-based medical tech company, Apoject. Rightdose will produce single-dose, pre-filled syringes for vaccines in the Midlands. Homeowners in Charleston may see property taxes go up as the city considers using sales tax money to make up an $18 million budget shortfall. Charleston City Council members are debating a budget proposal that would increase taxes on a $300,000 owner-occupied home in Charleston County by $81 for the year. The South Carolina Department of Employment Workforce is reporting there were 3,501 new initial claims for unemployment benefits for the week of November 8th through the 14th. Since March 15th, the DEW has received more than 777,500 claims for benefits. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.